And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in the state of Florida, where the Board of Education there just approved new standards requiring honest teaching about communism. Starting with next school year, students will learn about communist ideologies that suppress individual freedoms, abuse power, and inflict widespread suffering. Speaking of institutional decay, the Anglican Church just enthroned a lesbian as the new Archbishop of Wales. Cherry Vann's appointment follows another liberal woman becoming the Archbishop of Canterbury in October, a move that triggered a formal schism as the Conservative Global Anglican Future Conference, that's a mouthful, broke away. Though the Conservatives insist they haven't left the Anglican Communion, but rather that the Church of England abandoned them and Scripture. Meanwhile, in Canada, taxpayers have involuntarily funded over $500,000 worth of socialist propaganda. The Canadian Taxpayer Federation revealed that federal and provincial governments sent $528,000 to Fernwood Publishing, which proudly declares itself politically driven, not profit-driven. Canada's also decided that safe drug injection sites don't need minimum distances from schools, daycares, or playgrounds. Health Minister Marjorie Michel told MPs that setting such requirements isn't her responsibility, even as one Montreal site sits right next door to a kindergarten playground. When Conservative MP Dan Meiser pressed her on how many sites operate near daycares, Michel couldn't say. And more encouraging news, Disney removed diversity and all DEI terms from its annual business report for the first time in 6 years. The 2025 Form 10-K mentioned equity only in financial contexts. Quite the shift from last year's DEI section. Though it likely hasn't gone anywhere in Disney's business model, it's just not being shown right this moment in such overt ways. Apple removed two popular homosexual dating apps from its Chinese app store after the communist government ordered it to. The tech giant pulled the two apps, telling Wired that they follow the laws in the countries where they operate. Finally, next week, California officials will appear before a federal judge to explain why they should not face sanctions for allegedly misleading the court about policies hiding students' gender transitions from parents. The Thomas More Society uncovered evidence that after California claimed it rescinded gender secrecy directives, the state quietly moved them into password-protected teacher training materials. That affects the class action lawsuit over Assembly Bill 1955, which prohibits districts from requiring teachers to inform parents about children's supposed gender identity. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you can do at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.